I'm Jennifer Hambrick. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Friday here in Central Ohio. The Grammy Award-winning composer, arranger, and conductor Maria Schneider has feet in the worlds of jazz and classical music. She joins me here in the Classical 101 studios now to talk about her work and her performances this weekend here in Columbus. Welcome, Maria, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
It is a great pleasure. Well, first, just a little introduction to your work. As I mentioned earlier, you straddle the lines between the worlds of jazz and classical music. How did you manage to become sort of a citizen of both worlds?
It really started right from the beginning. I'm from a very small town in southwest Minnesota. And when I was 5 years old, a woman moved to town who had been a stride pianist and classical pianist in Chicago. The only reason she moved to my town is that her husband and son both died within a month of each other, and her only living family was a daughter in Windham. Mm-hmm. So this woman, who was very much an eccentric, she wore muumuus and feathered boas, and she was this fantastic stride pianist that had a joy in her playing. Sometimes she'd play and, you know, do runs off the end of the piano like Victor Borga. You know, she was amazing, and I fell in love with her, and she was equally adept at playing classical. And so she taught me to love both equally. Half of every lesson was in the American Songbook, and then the other half was Bach and Mozart and, you know, the classical, you know, things that you would learn as a young pianist.
Okay. And so really from pretty much from day one,
it was
both worlds there. Okay. Well, that's not entirely common.
It's highly unusual. And the other thing that was unusual about her is from the very first lesson, she started teaching me theory, and that got me into composing. So the first thing she did for me was she played a major triad, and she sang Bright the Day. And then she played a minor triad, and she sang Dark the Night. And she said, everything in music has a feeling, and behind it is something called music theory. And I want you to understand why the music you play feels the way it feels. Mm. And that was the beginning. So I had to analyze all my music. She encouraged me to write music. And there was no prejudice against one genre of music, which is so common when you're studying with somebody. So that was really a blessing for me.
Sure. And what a great and inspired way to get a young musician interested in music theory.
Sure.
I mean, tremendous. Well, we will talk in just a few minutes in greater detail about your upcoming concerts here in Columbus tonight and tomorrow night. But we're going to hear some of your work actually right now, a selection from Winter Morning Walks, which won 3 Grammy Awards in 2014, including the Grammy for Best Contemporary Classical Composition. What is Winter Morning Walks about, and what was your inspiration for it?
Well, there's a poet who named Ted Kooser. He was a poet laureate, Pulitzer Prize winner, wonderful poet, originally from Iowa, very not far from where I'm from. And he writes very simple poems about the landscape and about the people, and he wrote this book called Winter Morning Walks, and these poems were written. He had had cancer. He was recovering and had been depressed and not writing, and then he started going out on these early morning walks because he couldn't be in the sunlight. Mm-hmm. And one day he came home, he wrote down a poem on a postcard, and he sent it to his close friend Jim Harrison, and then he did it the next day and the next day, and he ended up with 100 of these postcards. So it's Winter Morning Walks, 100 Postcards to Jim Harrison, I think it's called.
Okay.
And so I picked 9 of these poems because they speak so directly and so beautifully. So I think the first one you're playing is I Saw a Dust Devil This Morning.
Yes.
And I just tried to capture that image. Dust devils are something I saw all the time. And Dawn Upshaw, I should say, she's the great soprano, she came to me and wanted me to write for her. And she has a way of enunciating but expressing lyrics and singing in such a human way. Mm-hmm. She has the perfect voice because it's so unaffected, so unpretentious, so direct and human. And so she's the perfect person to sing this poetry. You know, she was wonderful.
And we will hear her singing now, Dawn Upshaw, with the Australian Chamber Orchestra in I Saw a Dust Devil This Morning, a movement from Winter Morning Walks by Maria Schneider on Classical 101.
I saw a dust devil this morning.
I saw a dust devil this morning from Winter Morning Walks by Maria Schneider. You heard soprano Dawn Upshaw with the Australian Chamber Orchestra on Classical 101. And composer and arranger and conductor Maria Schneider is here with me in the Classical 101 studio. Maria, as I mentioned earlier, you are in Columbus to conduct the Columbus Jazz Orchestra tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, those performances at the Southern Theater. Can you give us a little preview of the program?
Well, we're playing a variety of music that I've written and recorded over the years. And even one of the songs is from Winter Morning Walks, and I reorchestrated it for somebody in the band to play. And it's music that maybe doesn't feel that much unlike what we just heard. I think the best way to describe my music is that I think it sounds very American.
Mm.
And a lot of the music has a lot of movement in it. And I try to make the big band not feel like this power machine. I mean, of course, when you go to hear a big band, sometimes you just want that blast of power. But I try to make it something that really makes people feel something. And, you know, so really utilizing space and individual instruments and soft and beautiful combinations. In the end, I want my music to feel beautiful and to move people. So that's the goal.
Sure. And what more can you ask for as a listener, right?
Yes, although there are some people that you really have this idea that music shouldn't be beautiful, that, you know, it should be challenging or something. And I'm really of the feeling that I don't – of course, I put a lot of effort and, you know, a lot of study and time and planning into my music. But I don't want it to sound like it has effort. And I don't want people to listen to my music and at the end say, wow, that was really interesting. I want them to say, oh, my God, I cried. Or, you know, I was really moved in some way.
Sure.
That to me is the whole reason for doing this.
Sure, and back to that basis, and everything in music has a feeling.
Yes.
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 Let's hear another selection from Winter Morning Walks. This one is How Important It Must Be. Again, a performance here featuring soprano Dawn Upshaw with the Australian Chamber Orchestra on Classical 101.
The end of the road.
How Important It Must Be from Winter Morning Walks by Maria Schneider, a performance there by soprano Dawn Upshaw and the Australian Chamber Orchestra on Classical 101. And composer Maria Schneider still here with me in the Classical 101 studio. Maria, you mentioned earlier in our conversation that Ted Kooser, whose poems are the text for your Winter Morning Walks, had written those poems while he was going through cancer. I know that soprano Dawn Upshaw herself went through the struggle with breast cancer. And did that in any way influence how you wrote this piece?
You know, in the beginning, I was wondering, I love this poetry so much, and I thought maybe I shouldn't do this. And then I thought, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do this because I love it. And in the end, you know, I realized that music just has this tremendous power to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the beautiful things about the arts, you know, music, poetry, and for everybody, is that it has this power for alchemy. It turns pain to beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, in the end, I didn't want this to be a dour piece. I wanted it to be something uplifting and something that would make Dawn feel beauty. Anything of personal that she would put into this would be of beauty and joy and a positive thing. And it did that for me, too. I went through the same experience myself. Mm. So, you know, the three of us, so in some kind of way, related probably on that level. But I think anybody can relate to struggle in any kind of way. And hopefully this poetry and music lifts them in some kind of way.
Sure. Okay. As you mentioned, part of Winter Morning Walks, you have created an arrangement specifically tailored to the Columbus Jazz Orchestra, and you can hear that this evening and tomorrow evening in performances at 8 o'clock at the Southern Theater when Maria Schneider conducts the Columbus Jazz Orchestra in Big Band Evolution. Again, those concerts tonight and tomorrow night at 8 in the Southern Theater. And Maria Schneider, thank you again so much for joining us today on Classical 101.
Thank you for having me.